Picking both sides' exponents for E will give us W, absolute value of W on the left, and E to the ln of x to the negative 6 on the right, times E to the C, which of course is just C. Of course, E to the ln of x to the 6 is just, or x to the negative 6 is just x to the negative 6. Therefore, we wind up with W equals C over x to the 6. And so integrating that one time, we will find our U, and then picking proper values of the constants, we can just use x to the negative 5, multiplying that by our original y2, or our original y1, which was x squared, gives us x to the negative 3, and we have a fundamental set.